Welcome. This is an advanced, hands-on walkthrough for building a signature drum and bass snare in Ableton Live by layering multiple elements and processing them together. We're going to cover sample selection, tuning, phase alignment, device chains using Live stock devices, stereo management, saturation and transient control, busing, and arrangement ideas for jungle and rolling DNB. Expect practical starting settings you can drop in and tweak. Ready to sculpt a punchy, dark, rolling snare that cuts through club systems. Let's go. First, what we're building. The snare will be a multi-layered instrument with four functional parts. A tight top click for snap and clarity sitting around 3 to 10 kHz. A mid crack for presence and attack in the 1 to 5 kHz region. A low body or sub thump between about 80 and 300 Hz for weight. And a textured noise or sizzle layer to give air and grit. We'll process those together with saturation, bus compression, stereo control, optional parallel processing, and a short reverse pre-reverb accent for musical punctuation. The goal, a snare that sits with the kick, cuts through fast drums, and can be dark and heavy without getting muddy. Prerequisites. Use Ableton Live. Tweet is ideal because sampler gives extra control, but simpler works fine. Gather a few samples, a short click or small cymbal tick, an acoustic snare transient, an 808 snare or short sign for the body, and white noise or sampled hiss for the top texture. Create a new live set and let's start. Step 1. Set up the drum rack and layers. Create a new MIDI track and load a drum rack. Create four chains and name them click, crack, body, noise. On each chain load simpler or sampler. Make sure all four instruments respond to the same MIDI note, for example C1, so every layer triggers together. Step 2. Choose and load samples. For the click, pick a small stick hit or a short snare top, around 50 to 120 milliseconds. For the crack, use an acoustic snare or a captured real snare transient between 150 and 250 milliseconds. For the body, use a short 808 snare or a tune sign hit that's pitchable, around 200 to 500 milliseconds. For noise, use a white noise sample or operator's noise oscillator with a short envelope. Keep sample lengths short and tight. Fast DNB needs quick decay. Step 3. Basic instrument settings. Put simpler into classic mode for body so you can use envelopes, and use classic or slice modes for crack and click as needed. Don't warp transient samples. Make sure each sampler is set to trigger on the same MIDI note and that timing quantization is consistent across chains. Critical step, tuning and phase alignment. First, tune the body to the track's root or to your kick's fundamental. Drop a tuner or a spectrum on the body chain. Transpose the sample in simpler or sampler until the fundamental complements the kick. Aim for a harmonic relationship, not a clash. Common DNB choices sit low in the A1 to F#1 area depending on your track. Small detunes of 5 to 20 cents can add character. Next, align transient timing. This audio version is shortened for playback.